In his proposed biennial capital budget, Governor Tony Evers wants to spend $2.5 billion on public building projects. About half of that money would go to University of Wisconsin facilities, including a new $130 million chemistry building at UW-Milwaukee. To rally support for the project, officials held a press conference at the current chemistry facility, which is now more than 40 years old. Education reporter Emily Files was there and has this report.
Faculty and students say the UWM chemistry department has a lot of things to be proud of. Its building is not one of them. Amanda Neiman is a graduate student studying ways to treat asthma without inhalers and pain without opioids. She says the aging building sometimes gets in the way.
So a lot of times our research is actually delayed because of ventilation issues, power outages, things like that, that are really slowing down our research.
The chemistry building serves more than 2,000 students each year, not just chem majors, but students pursuing healthcare and other STEM fields. UW System President Ray Cross said this building is in the worst condition of all science buildings across UW campuses. That's why it's the system's top priority for replacement. But to do that, it needs state funding.
It's really important in this day and age that if we're going to build Wisconsin's economy tomorrow, we have to do some things today. We can't keep kicking this can down the road.
Former Governor Scott Walker chose to delay many university building projects during his tenure. His last two capital budget requests were less than half of what Evers is asking for. Tim Sheehy of the Metro Milwaukee Chamber of Commerce emphasized the chemistry building's economic importance.
What we need to do in a very simple sense is make sure that the legislature understands that we cannot continue to fuel our economy with a chemistry building that ranks in the worst shape of any facility, any science facility on a UW campus.
Now the question is which capital projects will make it through the GOP-controlled legislature. Evers' proposal would require $2 billion in new borrowing. Some Republican lawmakers say it's too much. The capital budget will also be vetted by the State Building Commission, which meets March 20th. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.